From the KUNV studios in Las Vegas, you're listening to Our Metropolis, a weekly interview program with people who are changing the face of Las Vegas. And now, here is your host.
This is John Katzlamitas. You can call me Katz. I am the author of the Katz Report on LasVegasSun.com and the Las Vegas Weekly website. I am also the host of this weekly confab we call Our Metropolis. Our guest this week is a friend of mine and one of the more successful entrepreneurs in Las Vegas. He's been spending a lot of time recently around fake blood and real chainsaws. He is a man who literally lives in fear this time of year. He is the owner and operator of the enormous Halloween attraction on the Strip, known as Fright Dome at Circus Circus. Welcome back to Our Metropolis, the ever-frightful Jason Egan.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you very much for having me.
How are you doing? You're a tired man, aren't you?
I am. It's just been more busy than ever. I mean, but it's great. You know, I wouldn't know what to do with myself without... You know, scaring the living heck out of people.
It's what you live for, literally.
Exactly.
Right? What would take me through a typical day right now for you as you do the run up? The place opens formally Friday.
Yes,
Friday
it opens. Yeah, October 1st, this Friday. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're ready to go, but we'll go to the very last minute on Friday. You know, set dressing, making sure everything's good, training our actors. Just making sure everything's perfect, the best that we can possibly do. You know, it's never done for me. We continue
right.
Until we open those doors Friday night.
Training your actors, how many on-site thespians do we have?
This year we hired over 300.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's
amazing.
That's the highest ever, right?
It's the highest ever, and we really got some amazing actors this year just because of the economy and where Las Vegas stands right now. But we got to pick some amazing actors, and I'm really excited that we were able to actually hire 300 this year.
Yeah, and I expect that those who are applying for positions as actors have probably the quality and quantity is better than ever.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are out of work right now.
We've had over 2,000 people apply this year, which is more than ever. I mean, 5 years ago, we'd have 20, 30 people show up on a Saturday for auditions and to interview. And now it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I've had to increase my staff just to do interviews.
Jeez.
So, but like I said, it makes me feel really good that we're actually able to place, you know, this many people.
Yeah. I remember one time I wrote a column down there. It was about 5 years ago in 05, and they had about two or three dozen people come through.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. And now it's absolutely amazing. And like I said, we're really able to pick some of the scariest individuals in Las Vegas.
What do you ask in that process of somebody who wants to come in and be a part of the attraction? What's the litmus test, the criteria you use?
Well, we have all the different positions since our partners, again, are Lionsgate and Twisted Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got spots for victims. We've got spots for scare actors, guides, strolling entertainers, people on stage. So it's a little bit of everything. So sometimes you might not be the best scare actor out there, but you might be a great victim. So you can, you know, really play that victim role when Harry Warden from My Bloody Valentine is coming after you with a pickaxe.
Uh-huh.
So we just want to make sure, and we test every single one of them to make sure they're able to do it. And if we're looking for a scare actor position, and we say, hey, can you give us a good scream? They're like real meek about, oh, no, I don't want to scream. No, I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously, you know, if you can't do that right now in front of us, how are you going to do it in front of thousands of people each night?
It's easy to tell right then.
Yeah, exactly. So we just want someone that's very serious about it and that's willing to give it their all. You know, we're one of the scariest Halloween events in the world now. So it's all dependent on our actors. I can create the best scenes in the world, but if we don't have good actors, we've got nothing.
That's what people remember a lot of the time when they go through the space is the human forms that come after them. It's like that person came after me with a chainsaw with strobes behind him. That's the thing. That's the event you carry out.
That's exactly right. Your haunted house is only as good as your worst actor. It's all about the actors. It really is. And don't get me wrong. We create some absolute unbelievable sets, but it really boils down to those actors getting those crazy. I'm worried in our new zombie apocalypse scare zone that I might have to tone down things.
Really?
I mean,
it's
intense. I've got it's like a military zombie warfare going on. I've got actors with pneumatic machine guns that shoot blast of air at you. I've got suspended military guys coming down from the ceiling. I've got shotgun blasts, blood mortars. I mean, it's intense. It's not like anything you've ever seen coming through before. In the past, we had our scare zones, and they were absolutely great, but people love the scare zones so much, and that's what they were. You know, we questioned people in surveys, you know, what did you like? Oh, I love the clown scare zone. I love this. I love that.
And these are themed little mini attractions,
these scare zones, right? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait in line. It's the area areas in the park that kind of take you from point A to point B. And when they go through zombie apocalypse this year, they're going to be in shock when they see it. We built a 2/3 scale Huey helicopter to go in this scare zone. I mean, we've got 1969 Jeep Willys with an animated gunner on top of it. I mean, it's like a military war zone as you're going through.
So this is, and at some point you might think, how would you dial down something like that? What would you look at specifically? You know, to is it the volume? Is it the
content
probably is. Of what is seen?
It honestly might be sensory overload, and we'll see real quick how the people take it as they're going through, because you can get to that point that it's too scary, and people, if they stay out of it, then you know then we haven't done our job, because we have to get the people going through it. And we know when we get to the point that people are just absolutely, they've heard about it, they're not going to go through it, so you know,
right.
we got to kind of pull that we got to pull some of the stuff back at that point.
At that point is when you, it's not that they come out and they say that was too scary. It's that they don't go in
exactly.
in the first place.
Yeah,
have you ever had to do that before?
Oh, yeah. Still? Yeah, our chainsaw house. We've had to tone down the number of chainsaws. I mean, you could see the line and you could be like, you know, it was one of our most popular houses, but people were like, oh, no, I'm not going to the chainsaw house. Oh, gosh, no. Because at one time we were running 15, 16 chainsaws in one haunted house, and it was intense. Your adrenaline was pumping going through. So we toned it back a little bit, but don't get me wrong, it still scares the living heck out of you. But you do get some nice scenery and, you know, get a little break in between the chainsaws now. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, there's a happy medium to everything in there. And like I said, this zombie scare zone, as we're putting it together, I've been really killing ourselves the past couple of days finishing up some of the details. And, you know, it's creepy. You know, it's very creepy. Some of the traps that you get to sit through on our saw haunted house, because now it's interactive where you actually get to participate in a lot of the traps. I mean, there's some of the traps that I don't want to sit in. So if I'm not wanting to sit in.
Describe one of those. Which one?
We've got a trap that everybody in the group gets to sit down, and you see these giant sledgehammers above your head.
Mm-hmm.
And they're suspended above your head, and you're sitting down, and everybody in the group, to make it on to the next room, has to push down the buttons on the trap at the same time. Well, of course, you know, something happens with the sledgehammers and scares the living heck out of you. And it even creeps me out.
It affects your timing.
Yeah, it even creeps me out to sit on the trap. And you've got people that absolutely don't want to sit there, you know, because you've got big suspended sledgehammers above your ceiling. And don't get me wrong, everything's extremely safe. I mean, it's not going to hurt you, but it's still creepy, you know. Wow, you know, I see a sledgehammer that could swing down and get me. It's creepy. It's
all about staging and lighting. Having been through this a few times, you do swear that you're going to be hit by something or have a chainsaw come through, but you're really not that close to having that happen.
It's
very deceptive.
We're by far one of the safest haunted houses in the country. I mean, safety comes before scare every time.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it looks like it, but it is, it's creepy. It's that, you know, does that actor really have a chain on his chainsaw? You know, is he really going to get me? You know, what happens? And that's why I've done fun things in the past where I've actually put a real chainsaw. I mean, we use real chainsaws, but I've put a chained chainsaw with one with a chain and blade on it on stage where it cuts through an apple in someone's mouth. So the people are seeing that. And they're like, oh, my gosh.
You plant that impression in their head.
That is real. They're using real chainsaws. Oh, my gosh, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's very
You have some guest stars this year as performers in the track?
Yes, actually, I do. We've completely revamped. I mean, we've revamped everything. We've completely revamped our stage shows. And I always wanted big props on stage. That's always been a request of mine. And so this year I contacted several magician friends of mine. I've got Dan Sperry, who's who I would consider a shock illusionist,
right.
who does the same things that freak shows do, but better. And, you know, with big props. I mean, he cuts his tongue off and he can have his tongue dance along his arm. I mean, he does really sick, twisted things on stage, and he's absolutely amazing. I mean, he's an amazing illusionist. And I've got a good friend of mine, Dixie Dooley, who's had a showroom here in Las Vegas for a long, long time. And
Dixie's been around forever.
Yeah, he has. And he's doing more of our escape-style stunts on stage with big, big props. And then another good friend of mine, Rudy Kobe, used to have a television show, and he's well known as the coolest magician on earth, does absolute cool in-your-face stuff. He starts out with four legs on stage, walking around with independent four legs, and cuts them off right in front of you. You know, and then he does another trick called Puppet Boy, which you'll get to experience on stage, which he, used to do on his television show, and he takes a little tiny clown puppet and it makes it appear from nowhere, this big giant killer clown that it gets to attack the audience. So just fun, cool, twisted stuff. And with big, big props on stage, we've completely, wait till you see the stage, we've completely refurbished it. We've added so much more sound, so much more lighting, so much more illusion. It's going to be unreal. The stage show is going to be worth the price of admission by itself.
And all these three acts. And all those acts that you described, that comes with the price of admission.
Yeah,
you don't
everything.
Have to pay extra
that's
to see.
That's what's great. You're getting, like I said, just our shows alone are worth the price of admission. Everything comes with it: the rides, the scare zones, the haunted houses, the shows. So it's an unbelievable value this year. I mean, the stuff, as long as people keep coming to us, I will keep putting money back in it. And the economy's never affected us at Fright Dome, which I'm very appreciative
of. We talked about this last year. It's almost the same type of climate, and yet you did very well last year,
better
than the year before.
Exactly.
And how do you
explain
that?
We've never, ever taken a dip. And I think, I have to resort back to, it's because of the amount of effort that we put into it. It's because of the new things we put in every year. I've never had a customer come out and say, oh, that was the same as last year. Don't waste. That never happens. People absolutely love it. And, we give it our all. And people can tell that we give it our all. They know now that we'll be working up until 7 o'clock, like I said, on our opening night. And they know the steps that we go through. They see all the different auditioning. They know how crazy good our actors are and how scary they are, so they want to come down and get scared, and it's a great value. Like I said, you can come down and spend the whole evening with us. It's not like your typical trailer hunt that you're in and out in 5 minutes.
You can stay indefinitely, right?
Yeah, you can stay and go through the haunted houses 10 times if you want, which is, that's what I like. I like that. I don't limit them and say, oh, you can only go in one time. You can stay in there and go through the haunted houses 10 times each if you want. Come on one of our slower nights on Thursday or Sunday, you can go through a bunch, and it's a great time. But, I think that they can see the effort we put in, and they know the word of mouth has been excellent. I've never seen so many great comments come out of there. Like I said, look at our clientele, Michael Jackson, Missy Elliott, David Copperfield. I mean, to get some of the biggest people of all time to come through there to little old Jason Egan's attraction, it's an amazing thing.
You told me one point or another, the Michael Jackson story. Will you indulge us one more time he came through?
It was several years ago, and I get the phone call on the radio, and they're like, I had heard rumors that Michael Jackson was going to be there that night. And I was always a huge Michael Jackson fan. And they said, Jason Michael Jackson's
Well, Thriller is a benchmark video.
It incorporates
a lot of the same sentiment that Fright Dome does, really.
Exactly.
The costume choreography. And
Exactly. So they call me on the radio. They're like, Jason Michael Jackson's downstairs. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Michael Jackson.
You think it's a guy from Legends?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, Jason, seriously, you need to come downstairs right now. Michael Jackson's at the lower Fright Dome entrance. And I'm like, I'm like, whatever. And they're like, seriously, come down here. And I'm like, if I go all the way down there and he's not there, they're like, just come. And I went down there, and there he is with his kids.
So this was unannounced.
Yeah, and there he was with his kids, and I was in shock. I'm not starstruck at all, but Michael Jackson, that kind of like, I was a little shocked about that. And he sat and he loved the event. We took him through some of the haunted houses, and he absolutely loved it to death. And it was amazing how down to earth he was. And he actually sat and talked to me what he liked, how great it was. It was one of the only haunted attractions he had ever been through.
Well,
so,
really?
Yeah. So, which was amazing. So, for Michael Jackson to pick little old Jason Egan from Nebraska's haunted attraction to go through, never in a million years did I think, starting out in Lincoln, Nebraska, that Michael Jackson was going to end up coming to my attraction. Never in a million years did I think I'd have one of the biggest haunted attractions in the world.
Let alone
Michael Jackson showing up.
Yeah, at one point he was just Michael Jackson from Gary, Indiana.
Exactly.
So and he's he had a long history of appreciating that particular art form. You know what's scary is mimes. You should incorporate mimes at some point. Either as attackers or victims.
You can chase
mimes around. Yeah, they are creepy. Get the guy from Paris, Las Vegas down there and let us chase him around, or he can chase us around.
An
idea.
You got to. You got to touch
on
everything,
clowns.
And that's it. Oh yeah,
a demonic mime.
They are creepy. Yeah. I do agree with you. They creep me out.
Get some out of work Cirque performer to do that.
Yeah.
You mentioned your background, Jason. You've talked about this before too, of being from Nebraska, and you were touched by this art form at a very early age.
Yes,
as a kid. Take us through that. That first initiation to the horror art form, and how that helped. Initiate you to what you're doing today?
Well, I had always loved Halloween. I loved Halloween. I loved the horror movies. And, I would always set up little haunted houses in my house and in my basement. I would use couch cushions as haunted house walls. I mean, when I was young, like 6, 7 years old, I would, you know, destroy the house making haunted houses. Mm-hmm. My mom would come home. My mom was a flight attendant, and she would come home and be like, "What did you do? Seriously, you have turned our living room furniture into a scare house."
And, you know, and didn't we have another couple of siblings earlier? Where did they go?
yeah, exactly. So she would be like, "What's happened here? What's going on?" But then she would be like, "Okay, you can have the haunted house, but please do it outside, or please do it in the garage. You know, don't destroy our basement." So I would, you know, I would expand it every year. I would save up every dime. I was always big into, you know, I worked from an early age on, you know, at 12, 13 years old, I was mowing lawns and saving up my money mm-hmm. to buy Halloween props. And, you know, every year Spencer Gifts would have the sale at the end of the season. You'd always go in, there'd be those big 75% mm-hmm. off signs, and I would spend every dime I had on Halloween props. So we would, you know, like I said, my mom was cool with that. And then one day I finally saved up enough money when I was in college back in 1998. I was at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
and three blocks off the college, there was an old lightning rod manufacturing plant, really, really creepy building. And somehow, some way, I had saved up enough money to start this haunted house. And my mom was still complaining at the time, "Don't let this interfere with your college. Haunted houses will never be a career. You go to school, you become a lawyer. You know, haunted houses, this is a hobby. Always remember, this is a hobby." And, you know, now we do significant.
Does she say, it's not too late?
No. She knows now we do significantly better than our lawyers.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it's a lot more exciting, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so she's in shock. She's really proud. She helps me out every season. She's helped me out today. She'll help us out every night of the season, every night of the run. So she definitely gets in there. My mom and my Aunt Candace, they help us out, and, you know, they really enjoy what I've accomplished doing this. And, yeah, she stopped that a while ago, saying back in about 2005, she kind of dropped the lawyer thing.
Finally let it go, huh?
Yeah, you're doing fine, you know keep up the good work.
There's money to be made in fake
blood. And can I get a few bucks? No, just
can pick up some extra work.
Yeah.
You're listening to Our Metropolis. This is John Katzelmeetis with the Fright Dome owner, Jason Egan, the attraction at Circus Circus that opens on Friday. What kind of work does mom do down there?
Mom does a lot of the merchandise work down there. She does a lot of, we have our glow merchandise, our flashing merchandise, our t-shirt sales, and she does a lot of the merchandise. You know, mom's someone you can trust, so
mm-hmm.
She does a ton of the merchandising and runs a lot of that stuff, so yeah, she loves doing that. And once in a while, mom will dress up. You know, my mom dressed up as a scary little girl last year. My Aunt Candace dresses up as the Bloody Bride, so yeah, they definitely get in there and dress up and have a good time. They love Halloween, too.
This is a total of 30,000 square feet.
30,000 square feet just in the haunted houses alone.
So
the dome itself is 5 acres. So, I mean, there's a lot of scare space in there. You know, so it's just 30,000 square feet of haunted houses. That doesn't include the other 20-some thousand square feet in scare zones and everything else and all the rides. So, yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge.
You're doing the 13th floor haunting tour.
Yeah, it's
that's a new thing this year, right?
That's something completely separate from Fright Dome. It was something I pitched to Circus Circus back in 2003. I said, you know, you guys are weird enough to have a 13th floor.
Mm-hmm. That's
can
right.
I can
mm-hmm.
I borrow it?
Yeah, that's
can
right.
We
they're
do something on it?
They're one that is unafraid of the 13th
yeah,
floor concept.
Yeah, because I mean, you go into most hotels, you're not finding a 13th floor. You know, it's there. Don't get me wrong, but it's not marked that. So
some people would claim it all the floors at Circus Circus are the 13th floor.
Yeah,
I kid, of course, Circus Circus. But what happens on that floor?
It's going to be a haunted tour. Fright Dome's always been primarily a locals event. It's mm-hmm. been an amazing amount of locals that have shown up to it. And I've always wanted something for the tourists. I mean, Circus Circus has got 3,700 hotel rooms. Not too many people know how big it really is.
Yeah, it is a giant.
It spans
facility.
Over 40 mm-hmm. acres, and like I said, 3,700 hotel rooms. So what we wanted is something for the tourists and the families, you know, something that's quicker, because sometimes being a whole night of terror has hurt me in the past too, because, you know, people that are only coming in for Friday and Saturday night, they might have their plans booked out. And for me to give them 5 hours of fear, they might not be able to still mix in their show and mm-hmm. mix in the other stuff that they have.
Right.
So we created this 13-minute haunted tour on the 13th floor through 13 different wacky rooms, and I've put some of the best actors that I've ever hired up there. And it's going to be more of a monologue tour, not chainsaw-wielding maniacs, but more of startle scares and monologue, interactive, fun tour,
uh-huh.
something that I've never tried before. I don't think anybody's ever tried it. And something, that, like I said, it's a simple $13 nice tour, you know, something mm-hmm. that they can get done and they don't have to dedicate their whole night to, but they can still experience some unbelievable sets and a great been a great show.
Was it difficult to sell this concept to the resort, to MGM Resorts International? Have you ever had to kind of coerce them or do a particularly persuasive pitch on anything that you're doing out there? Or do they just block off your space and your area and let you go?
They really trust what we do now. I mean, it's amazing. You know, they really, really do. And not that they never did. I mean, back in the day when I started 2003, I mean, I'm 32 now, but I was young back in the day, and that creeped them out a little bit. Like, this young guy, Jason Egan, can we really give him our $150 million theme park and let him have the run of it? But now they're like, you know, the president of the hotel is like, do what you need to do, you know, to make it happen. I know you're going to do a great job. You know, let's do it. And the 13th floor, yeah, I mean, it took a while because it is taking rooms out of occupancy. Circus is by far one of the busiest properties on the Strip.
And yes, it
always holds an amazing occupancy number. So for them to take out, you know, a section of the whole floor, that's something, you know, that's crazy. And they got to put a lot of trust in me to do that so we can still generate enough revenue that makes sense to take those hotel rooms out of occupancy.
Plus, it makes sense. You're generating enough revenue down at Fright Dome anyway that it could be, even if it's making a nominal amount, it could be seen as a loss leader in some ways.
Exactly.
If they look at it that way.
And it's like I said, it's something that we've always, you know, we have, the 3,700 hotel rooms. That's a lot of guests. The property could support that attraction by itself. We wouldn't even have to advertise that if we didn't want to because there's so many rooms.
So much foot traffic down there.
Right. It's like an intimate tour up there. You know, I could only have about three groups of 10 people on that floor at any given time because it's not a 30 to 45 second, every 30 to 45 seconds we load a new group in. It's every 4 to 5 minutes we're loading a new group in, so it's a nice intimate tour, you know, of the 13 different rooms. So it's not a cattle line. It's not, you know, herding people through. It's more of an intimate, great tour. That's why I think it's a great value. And like I said, we really handpick some amazing actors. This was more about their monologues, their skits, their interaction with the guests. You know, some of them creep me out. And when they were auditioning for me, because I wanted to audition them myself, they creep me out. I'm like, you know, we had this one girl that did a skit from Misery, and it was creepy. I'm like, wow, you hit it dead on. So I'm like, you would be the perfect haunted housekeeper on the 13th floor up there. So, yeah, they creep me out. And it's just an amazing crew that's going to be up there. And like I said, it's going to take some working out some bugs, but I think people are going to enjoy it. It's a very affordable tour. You know, there's $3 off coupons all over the property, so it ends up being $10. I mean, you can't beat it. You know, it's going to be it's a really no-brainer, and you get to take the elevator right up there with our haunted elevator operator. You know, we've done up the whole elevator to look extremely creepy. I mean, it's going to be great. I mean, and then you'll check in with our haunted concierge up top. Then you'll get experience about 23 actors on the floor too. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a great tour. I think it's a great addition to Fright Dome, and great for, like I said, the tourists that really want. And don't get me wrong, locals, please come down. Mm-hmm. Please check it out. You know, but you know, we of course want you to come to Fright Dome and spend the whole evening with us.
Yeah, the longer you stay, the more you'll get out of it. Obviously,
exactly.
I'm wondering here, Jason. We've talking to you over the years about the attraction. This is the eighth year you've done it down there at Circus. And you've spent you pretty much dedicated your entire adult life. And before to this particular genre, do you ever feel like you've said, you know, that this creeps me out or that creeps me out? Do you ever feel like being around this so intensely all the time has affected you psychologically at all?
No.
I mean, and that's a serious question. I mean, anytime you're around a single medium all the time, it has to affect your personality a little bit. Are you more callous than you used to be?
I'm very immune to everything that goes on. I have to bring a lot, like on the 13th floor, you know, anymore. I'm so jaded by this stuff.
Yeah, right.
And I don't get scared by it, so I'm always bringing up test
subjects. I'm wondering what scares a guy.
Not much. I mean, the only thing I can really say, and you know, my guys know this, are snakes. Snakes creep me out. I don't know why. That's the one thing that really gets me. We had one of our actors ask if they could bring their boa constrictor yesterday. I'm like, no, you can leave that at home.
Just you know, as like a pet.
It's only bit a few times. I'm like, no, you can leave the boa constrictor at home. But I guess I'm very immune to it. I mean, seeing some of the stuff that our actors do, and you know, they have a good time. I'm all about having fun. I mean, I swear we were building haunted houses last night, and everybody was wearing a costume. You know, if that's what it takes to keep people, you know, minds on building haunted houses and detailing, and they're all having a great time wearing costumes and still getting work done, by all means, wear a costume, dress up as a Dead Silence doll, you know, dress up as a haunted bellman. I don't care. As long as the work's getting done, have a great time.
And you don't get to dress up on Halloween, do you?
I do dress up quite a bit. I dressed up last year a lot, and I'll dress up this year at least half a dozen times. You know, when I see that everything's under control and everything's operating great, you know, I definitely love getting dressed up and scaring the living heck out of people. I mean, I have a blast doing it. You know, it's fun. You get to definitely, burn some energy off and really get out there and scare these people. And I've had people come in and I've scared them and get the actors. It adds great morale to the other actors when they see me and they're getting dressed up.
Right.
And having a great time. They absolutely love it to death. So anytime I can get dressed up, I absolutely do. And like I said, I enjoy it, and the actors love seeing me. They're all bugging me. They're like, so they want me to dress up as a clown this year. So I agreed, yes, I'll dress up as a clown.
As a traditional clown or some
scary,
clown?
Scary, evil clown.
With clown. A twist.
Yeah, clown with a twist, exactly. And you know, I've never done a clown. I've never, never dressed up as a clown before. So this will be a first. I mean, so, but I've got confidence.
That should be the theme. So let's all dress up as clowns this year.
Yeah, oh, God. Where do you see this? It's clown chaos. You've never seen anything like it. There's so many clowns this year. I think in our clown scare zone alone, we're up to like 12 clowns just in the one scare zone. I'm like, back in 2003, that would have been all our strolling entertainers in general. Now one scare zone is 12 clowns. That's unreal.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So again, it goes to the, we will be scaring them this year. That's for sure.
Tell me about the partnership with Lionsgate and where that stands now. You have a licensing agreement with them.
Yeah,
right?
We have a licensing agreement with Lionsgate and Twisted Pictures. And we started it last year, and Lionsgate was absolutely in shock with how true the sets we stayed and how scary it was. You know, they were I won't mention names, but they went to one of the best haunted attractions in the world, and they toured it, and they're like, Jason, yours was significantly more scary than theirs. I'm like, well, thank you. That means a lot to me. And your scenes were much more true to form, and, you know, I'm impressed. You know, can we please, continue this relationship next year? I'm like, Lionsgate asking again, little old Jason Eagle. Sure, great, no problem. Again, another thing that, like I said, back in college, did I ever think I'd be teamed up with one of the biggest movie companies in the world? Absolutely not.
It's truly awesome when you think about what that means.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I'm still shocked. I still have to pinch myself some days and be like, oh, is this really happening right now? Am I really on the phone with the vice president of Lionsgate once a week? I mean, this is just weird. It kind of weirds you out sometimes. You're like, wow,
this gives you the license to depict movies scenes from Scream was last year, right?
It was Saw last year, but we took Saw and we made it an interactive haunted house, and we added My Bloody Valentine because we had the perfect area for My Bloody Valentine. It's about Harry Warden killing everybody in the mine shaft,
right?
And we have this area in the park that looks like you're entering a mine shaft. Couldn't be better fit for the theme. And
I've been through that.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and the scene work we've done is just absolutely stellar. Now, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to do all my haunted houses movie theme because that would be overkill. So we it's all about happy mediums, and we take two of the, I'm taking two of the haunted houses doing movie themes, and then some more of our traditional themes too.
Well, it's going to be, I know this, I haven't been down there yet, but I'll be there Friday night, and I know it's going to be something special, and it's one of our favorite things to cover and visit a year round. So I just congratulate you again on what you've accomplished down there, and it's in the face of a lot of economic challenges, you've done a great job.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, and like I said, it should be great. Yeah, we open October 1st, Friday, and all that information's on FrightDome.com. That's really important. Go to the site, get your tickets early, and come check it out because we are selling tickets like crazy.
Good.
Which is great in this economy.
Yeah,
so.
It's good for business. That's all right. All right, for all of us at our Metropolis, this is John Katzelmeadis for Jason Egan, reminding everybody to stay tuned for Observations.
Thank you for joining us for our Metropolis. Join us again next Tuesday at 6 p.m. for our Metropolis.